Long time no podcast. So I'm not even going to come and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I haven't put out content. I promise to do better because I've been doing that for so long. I mean, you know the way creatives act now. And thing is, I can't promise to put out content because I really don't know when next I'll be able to do this. So literally, I just put on my WhatsApp status tonight and asked if people wanted for me to do a blog post and a podcast. So yeah, of course, some people said they wanted a blog post, but it's going to take me a while to sit down and write. So I just thought, you know, I'm a very spontaneous person. Why not? Let me just do it now that I'm feeling the vibe. So anyways, it's really good to be here. And honestly, I have to say that I have missed putting out content, whether here or whether YouTube or whether blog. I've really missed it. And I was just saying to myself, I think it was 2 days ago. It was actually yesterday. Girl, you need to get your stuff together and you know, learn to balance things. It's quite a journey, but yeah. Okay, so already let's move on to what I want to talk about already. Yeah, that's what it's... So yeah, okay. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about confessions of a retiring hard girl. First, I thought confessions of a retired hard girl, then I had to tell myself the truth. The work is not even yet done at all. In fact, I don't think we are halfway there. But anyways, how to begin this? Actually, let me start from like the beginning. Growing up, you've probably heard me talk about this if you follow me like on my blog and stuff, but or anywhere else. But like growing up, I used to be a hard girl. In fact, as a child, honestly, like as a growing girl, like 5, 6, I used to be very thick, like not thick physically, but like thick in my mind. Like I'm the kind of person I used to chest cane in class, like all this kind of hard girl. Then I was tomboyish, and honestly, I don't even know where I picked up that vibe from, because like my family is very loving. Honestly, like I'm even saying this because I'm on air. Oh yeah, that sounds cool. I'm on air. But I'm even saying this because like this is going out there, but like, yeah, I had all I needed, like literally. Of course, I didn't have like all of the luxuries that I wanted because, yeah, I mean, my dad is not Dangote, right? But they provided for me the basics, and I had the best of like educations and things. Things were just like normal things. There weren't things that I would say I was suffering from, or like I had a bad experience, or I was traumatized or anything like that. No, so I really don't know why I even picked that up from, but I actually think it was because I was tomboyish and I had the notion that boys are not supposed to be. Only God knows why I wanted to be like a boy. Because, I mean, look at me. I'm a very fine woman. So why on earth would I even, like, want to be like a boy? But anyways, I had that when I was growing up. And I really, really wanted to be like a boy. So I was bouncing. One time I was bouncing. My dad... I don't know if they know I wasn't, like, I was looking at them, but, like, my dad was talking to me. I'm like, what exactly is wrong with this girl? But, yeah, that's the kind of child I was. And, like, growing up, I kind of carried that mindset. See, I was no longer a tomboy. Of course, I'm no longer a tomboy, but I had that mindset of, like, guys are not supposed to be weak. And then again, because, like, there were 3 girls at home. Like, my parents had 3 girls. And so I wanted to be the strong, like, the son that my daddy never had, that kind of stuff. And then I had the mindset of, you have to be strong, you have to be emotional, you have to, you know, be wild, that kind of stuff. And this kind of transcended into other parts of my life, you know, so like my relationships, how I related with people, and at a point, like even how I related with God. And then when I gave my life to Christ for real, and I started to grow in the knowledge of God, I started to understand that some of the things that we see as, or some of the things that society sees as the right way of doing things is actually very crappy, you know. And I'll give you examples. Not just is it crappy, it is actually not of God, and it's not the best way to live your life. So I think I'll divide this confession story into 2 parts. And the first bit is learning to be vulnerable. I don't know. It was like initially, first of all, I didn't really have like friends that I could like lean on. Like when I was growing up as a preteen into my teen years, like it was just people in school, very unreliable people. If you give them sweets, they'll like you. If you don't give them sweets, they'll gossip you. All those type of nasty things, right? And I remember praying to God as I grew up into a teenager. And I remember praying to God and saying, God, give me friends. Give me girlfriends that I can feel comfortable talking about you with. People that I don't have to form in their presence. People that I don't have to lie. But people I don't have to not be myself with. people I don't have to form with, basically. And like girls who will not be dramatic, girls who will not carry my name because I don't give them sweets or that kind of stuff. And I actually prayed that prayer, and honestly, it was, I think, like 3 years ago, I was actually looking back and telling one of my friends and saying God actually does answer prayers. Like God actually like brought friends my way that I could rely on. But like even when I had those friends, it wasn't easy opening up. Like I could be going through stuff, and because I'm very sanguinish, I can be on top of the world. Let me tell you, I'll just be rotating around the entire school or the entire office. Nobody will know that I'm dealing with stuff. And then I get back home and it's just me and my burden. You know, like I had nobody to, not like I didn't have these people around me, to be honest. They were like lots of blessed people, and I still have so many blessed people in my life. But just being able to say, hey, is it okay if I talk to you about this? I have a burden. Like in my mind, it was just like, this is vulnerability, and vulnerability is a weakness. And then, like I said, as I started to, in recent time, actually, it's not even just in recent time. Actually, it's been a journey that's been ongoing. Like, that's why I said it's retiring. It's a journey that's been ongoing, like, since I gave my life to Christ and all of that. So I remember, like, one time I actually started to study the subject of vulnerability. And I actually started to ask God, because, like, in fact, it was just all this nasty baggage I grew up, I picked up when I was growing up, honestly. And I don't even know where it all came from. I don't know if to say it was TV. I don't know if to say it was the people around me or where I lived. Like, imagine at a point, I didn't want to marry. Me. Hey, Lord, no way I'm missing out on the goodie that is called marriage in this life. But just imagine that at a point, I didn't want to get married because of the things that I saw around me, because of people that I was surrounded, because of things I saw on TV. It's like, man, if this is marriage, but I'm not doing. And I actually saw a tweet of someone who said, I think, was it 2 days back? I think it was yesterday, Seth. The guy tweeted and said something, his friend something, told him something, his wife cheated on him something. Therefore, when I ended with, like, his friend advised him, like, guy, if you can't, don't marry. I'm like, ah. So one guy come and tell me that his sole proprietorship, his business failed, United Dangote to stop doing business. It doesn't work like that. Yeah, there's the bad sides, but of course there's also the good sides. I digressed. But anyways, so it was really hard opening up. And then as I began to study scripture, as I began to like learn of God, as the Holy Spirit started to work on my heart, one thing that I noticed was the fact that Jesus, right, is our perfect example. And like, if Jesus was as human, if Jesus is our perfect example, that means Jesus is the human that we should be. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. So like, you could see the part where Lazarus died, and that's such an interesting story, because like, Jesus knew, right, that Lazarus was going to come back when he prayed. But when Jesus got there, people were crying. Jesus related with their pain. Jesus did not chest the pain. Jesus was not blocking doors. Jesus related with the pain of those people and actually wept. He wept. That's to tell you that God feels our pains. Do you understand? And like, Jesus was not ashamed about crying in public. Jesus was not ashamed about expressing the anguish that he felt over the death of his dear friend Lazarus, even though he knew he was going to rise up when he prayed for him. Do you understand? Like, that's the humanness that we should actually aspire to be like. It's not all these things that we see on the streets of Twitter and on social media and all these societal pressures and standards. Like, even when Jesus was going to the cross, you could see the humanness of Jesus. Jesus called his friends, the disciples, Peter, James, and John, telling me, and when they went to, like, I don't know if it was the Garden of Gethsemane, and like, Jesus could tell them, like, guys, pray for me. You do understand what I'm saying? Like, if the Son of God could call guys and go to pray and ask them to, even though they slept off shower, but like, Jesus could open up to them. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Jesus was that open. Jesus was that vulnerable. Jesus told these guys all of these things. Like, even though Judas, first of all, was Baba was in their midst and was like going to betray him, he didn't really now shield. I don't know how to explain it, but sure, I hope you understand. Jesus was open, Jesus was vulnerable. Do you get? And Jesus was, he knew like Judas was going to betray him, and he still had Judas, like, he didn't like treat him somehow or shield himself from him. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So, yeah, that's one bit of this thing, and it's really hard because I have a few friends. Some of them are changing, but some, they are still like that. Like, they want to be there for you. Because you might talk to me about anything, they'll call you, they'll pray for you, they'll buy you stuff, they'll be there for you. But for them to receive the love, it's hard. It's hard. Ask them, even when you can see clearly that this person has having a problem, brother, how are you? I'm fine. And initially, it seems to pain me. Like, what's your problem? Like, why do you think that it's okay for me to be the one leaning on you, but you don't want to lean on me? You don't want me to be there for you. You don't want me to be available for you. You don't know how to receive help. Like, it's such an unhealthy behavior. At a point, I actually had to, like, limit the way I talk to some people. Because I actually told that my friend. I said, Auntie, if you can't allow me to be there for you, don't expect that. Don't expect that on my rough days is you I'll come and look for. Because, I mean, you have to learn to receive love as much as you're able to give it. And I think this is something that happens. Even, like, for love Christians, yeah, you want to be the MD of the entire church. You're the choir master, you're the boy. But for you to be able to, you don't have any outlet. It's so unhealthy. And I think that's part of what happened to Samson that led him to the lapse of Delilah. But that'll probably be a story for another day. But yeah, do you understand? Yeah, that's one bit. Then the second bit is love. Hey, people, you know, I got to a point where I've worked in this life. I don't know, let me just live like that. I have worked. Okay, worked, the English of worked is I have journeyed in this life. Okay, no. Like, what's the English of? Don't let me make it sound like. But I've actually gone through a lot. And it got to a point where I was just like, man. Any boy, just don't even near me. Let me just. And it wasn't like that physically, like in my, like the way I'd relate with you. I mean, I'm cool, but in my mind, I really locked the gates. After locking the gate, padlock, it's now build fence after. And all of these things were happening. But then I realized something, right? If you lock your heart to love, and because you are a hard girl, no one will fall. Lock your heart to love, or because of maybe even for genuine reasons, like you've been treated badly or people have ghosted on you, or all these things, right? What happens is when you block your heart to love, you can't even receive. You get so, like, even the one that is coming you good, you'll not be able to receive. And it was something that God had to help me to deal with and just open my heart up. Like, it was even just this is not just pertaining to only like romantic relationships, like, even in everyday life. At some point, I'm a very extra human being. Like, when God created me, I did extra, two times thought of my head. So, like, I'm very extra by nature. And so, sometimes, like, when I relate with people, I mean, I've had all these funny comments, and I don't know. I mean, I'm Nigerian, then I'm not extra by nature. So, just imagine. So, there's been people who make all these funny comments, like, your one is, you're too genius. Someone told me one time, said, you're too confident. I don't even know what that meant. I just thought, baby, I think you're an enemy of progress, and you're a negative vibe. Stay away from me. But, like, jokes apart, people make all these comments of, oh my gosh, you're too, no. In recent times, right, very recently, actually, I lost a friend of mine, and, okay, I'm not going to go into details, but one thing that experience taught me is the fact that you're not going to be here forever. Like, you have a limited time to spend here. And so, there's something I took from one of the mails that my friend sent to me. Her name is Aura. She sends her friends beautiful mails. One of the things she said in that mail was, all this love that you're holding to your chest, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Like, all this love that you're holding, like, one thing, it got to a point where, like, every time I'm leaving the house, I remember that I'm male, and I say to myself, Zuma, as you're going out and you're giving your best today, ensure that you don't bring any love back. All the love that you have in you, give it out. All the smile, all the happiness, all the bubbliness, all the energy, all the joy that you can, like, give to people around you, give it all out. Don't hold anything back. Because you don't know tomorrow. Do you understand? And that's actually doing the work of God. Because this world is a very sad place. So you actually want to be that light. You want to be that person who is not holding back. And I think this thing that people talk about, you know, I think I don't know if it's a social media thing or a business society thing. I don't even know. This whole thing of, like, when you're in talking phase with someone. Okay. For people who are not, like, Twitter people, and you probably don't know what talking phase is. Talking phase is, like, maybe you're about to date somebody. I mean, before you date somebody, that period of, like, talking, chatting, calling, trying to know the person and all of that. So, you know, this thing that people do where they're like, I will not reply the text first, or if they send a message, I'll wait for, like, 2 hours. Oh, gosh. I used to be the queen, hey? I used to be the chairman, timer. I'll count it. It's up to 2 hours, because you can't just be having easy access to me. And then one time I thought about it, I was like, no, man. This is so burdensome. Why don't you just love wholesomely? And I think my life has been better for it, to be honest. Like, actually talking about it, like, my life has been better for it. Having not to deal with the whole burden of, oh my God, if I don't want to be the one to call first. Oh my God, I don't want to be the one to text first. Having not to live with all of that has been so freeing, so liberating. And it's actually very beautiful. Like, I like how I'm living now. I don't know how to explain. Like, I feel like I'm actually living my best life when I'm able to be happy. I mean, before Corona came now and all of that, being able to be happy and hold my friends, being able to hype my friends with all the energy I have, being able to make people laugh, being able to open up myself to love. And see, I tell people, right, people are like, the argument people always have is, what if it doesn't work? And see, if it doesn't work, let me tell you, life is not, see, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But you know that whilst you were in there, you gave it your best, and that's what you want to aim for. That's how you want to live your life. You don't want to live your life half-half. Ha. This life that we have, wah. I mean, it's not too. Do you understand? So you want to actually be the person who lives life to full. And you can't live life to full if you're always holding back. Honestly, if you're always... I texted one of my long friends, a very good friend of mine, yesterday. And I was like, oh, I just said some really nice things. And actually, he was just on my mind. And I said, see, I just wanted to appreciate you for always being there for me. The guy was like, as I was typing, the guy was typing back and saying, it's like, Ozzy, relax, relax. What's happening? I'm like, nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. I just really thought about you, and I said to myself, you've actually been an amazing person. But why am I thinking of all of this by myself? Why don't I just share with you? And I just wanted to appreciate you. And it felt like really cool, even though he couldn't believe it initially. So like, that's how we want to be. I don't know, Sha. That's been my journey. And I said retiring because it's not even there. It's like, sometimes I'm pushed to the wall to be 30. Like, hey, somebody does something for me. I'm like, yesterday I told you, friend of mine, I was joking. But I was like, see, I've given my life to Jesus and I don't really want to collect it back. So like, behave yourself. Don't let me collect the life back and deal with you. I was joking, but like, that's how I feel sometimes. I'm really tempted to be very petty and to treat people anyhow. I'm like, you can talk, I can talk better. If you can do this one, I can do it better. But I'm just saying that's not the Jesus way. That's not the Christian way. Love, forgive, live wholesomely. Don't hold anybody in your chest. Live freely. If it works, fine. If it doesn't work, fine. If people treat you well, if they don't treat you well, fine. God has, like, what I've seen in this time is, in fact, the quality of my relationships has actually improved. And things that I've even gotten that I could not have gotten with my cement life, with my hard girl life, God has brought my way. So I just think, like, when you're honest and you're wholesome, and of course when it's the right time, God actually brings beauty your way, and you don't have to hustle for it. You don't have to be timing yourself in the talking phase and the wondering. Just my message tonight or today or whenever it is you're listening to this message or podcast is just live freely. Please leave this world is sad enough. Don't be among those people that will be counting time to reply to their friends. Don't be among those people who will not tell their friends how amazing they are until their friends die. Then you not start putting long status or long. Be that person to who would say that if my friends pass today, they know how much I love them, they know how much I appreciate them. So I have a short challenge for you before I go. Make sure you send a message, or actually if you can call, say, all the more that is all is better. So whatever it is you want to do, send a message, tweet at someone, send a mail, call a friend, text an old colleague, whatever it is you want to do, just make sure you let someone know how much they mean to you today. Like, this doesn't necessarily have to be boy, girl, or before you come and say, I was just sent you a message. But yeah, it could be if that's it. But like, it doesn't necessarily have to be. It could be your mom. Just let someone know. Just spread love, right? And don't let it be just tonight or today. Let it be a continuous thing. All right, guys. Did I say I was going to make this thing short? Hey, no boy. Anyways, it was nice chatting with you guys on here. Please let me know what you think, how you feel about this, if it's making sense, if you can relate, if you can resonate with this. I really, 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 really would love to know. All right, cheers. Bye, guys.